President Bush went to a Washington-area food bank today to package some canned foods and to call on Americans to make this a season of service to those who hurt and go hungry. Food banks themselves are hurting. They rely heavily on donations from the food industry. As food producers and processors have eliminated mistakes and become more efficient, their donations to food banks have dropped significantly. From member station KWMU in St. Louis, Hillary Wickay reports.
On a recent cold Missouri morning, Raymond Sutton was loading dozens of boxes of canned goods from the St. Louis area food bank into his van. Sutton is the hunger program director for a food pantry that serves 2,000 South St. Louis residents a month. He says food is harder and harder to come by.
We had to close one day last week because we just didn't have anything in the food pantry to give.
In the food chain, food banks serve pantries, and food pantries serve the needy. The St. Louis area food bank is the main source of product for Sutton's pantry, and lately it hasn't always had enough of the staples his pantry needs. Sutton and representatives from 450 other food pantries across Missouri and southern Illinois pick up supplies here at the busy food bank warehouse in industrial St. Louis. Volunteers and a small staff collect and organize millions of pounds of donated food. This warehouse is just one of 215 food banks nationwide that make up America's Second Harvest, the nation's largest hunger relief program. The food banks reap industry overproductions or product about to expire. Two more volunteers from a pantry in Farmington, Missouri, just drove 90 miles to get here. One of them, Bill Conrad, says the food industry as a whole now sells more damaged merchandise, things that used to be donated to pantries like his.
You know, in our hometown, there's a little store, and that's what they sell, is dented and damaged merchandise, salvage merchandise.
The Grocery Manufacturers of America reports that the food industry still donates more than 40% of its overproductions to charity, but concedes that businesses like dollar stores have in recent years begun taking more industry mistakes. But the bigger problem is there are fewer mistakes. For instance, these St. Louis forklifts are moving around 343,000 fewer pounds of food from Kraft this year and 26,000 fewer pounds from Keebler.
For the last 5 years, we averaged about 13 trailer loads each year of cereal. It was better than 260,000 pounds of cereal each and every year that came into us.
Frank Finnegan heads the St. Louis Area Food Bank.
This year, we've got just a little bit better than 100,000 pounds of cereal. We're looking at almost a 60% decrease in cereal alone.
Nationally, America's Second Harvest, based in Chicago, has seen cereal donations drop by about a third. The group reports that while nationwide food donations are only slightly lower, it's much worse in rural areas and regions like St. Louis that have fewer processing plants operating. What few remain are owned by industry giants that have led the way in increasing efficiency. Finnegan says what's happening here will eventually affect all food banks. Grocery store scanners, like this one in a Florissant, Missouri supermarket, are partly responsible for industry improvements.
Your total is $62.98.
Scanning technology helps grocers and plant managers more accurately predict demand, and that leaves fewer mistakes for food banks. Michael Halligan with America's Second Harvest says his group has responded by developing closer relationships with growers. The result is that produce donations are up 237% over the past 5 years.
It's not that manufacturers aren't supportive of hunger relief. They're incredibly supportive of hunger relief. We're just having to think about how we go about getting food in a different way. And what we're trying to do is to reinvent ourselves.
Back in St. Louis, reinvention is Frank Finnegan's problem. It could cost up to $1,500 to bring in a truckload of fresh beans from Georgia. And many of the pantries he serves don't have refrigerators with space to store pallets of produce. The infrastructure simply isn't there yet to support the shift to fresh produce. Meanwhile, the need clearly remains. The 1,200 pounds of staples Raymond Sutton's just loaded into his van will last only 2 days at his pantry. And as for the two men from Farmington, even with a pallet of sweet potatoes, they're leaving the dock today with their truck half empty. For NPR News, I'm Hillary Wickay in St. Louis.